Parshat Yitro. I'm titling this Dvar Torah, Who Are You? What Are You Looking For? The opening verses of the Parsha, introducing the persona Yitro, his coming to see Moshe and Am Yisrael, the first 12 psukim, is so replete with subtle variations about the people, the actors, the events, the occurrences, depicting it and portraying it. And so many of the classical parshonim are troubled by these changes, these nuances, these variations. The Abarbanel, the Alshich, Hirsch, the Rav, the Mesorah Tarav, the Hamikdavar, and on and on and on. Let's go through a few, because it's a brief Dvar Torah, it's not a whole shiur. Yitro, at first blink, we see him as Yitro Kohen Midyan Choten Moshe. Yitro, the individual, Kohen Midyan, his position, Choten Moshe, his yichus. And then the psukim continue, and he's no more mentioned as the Kohen Midyan. It's Yitro, Yitro Choten Moshe, Choten Moshe Yitro, and back and forth. Tzipora. Tzipora is introduced as Eshet Moshe. She's introduced as Ishto or Ishtecha. It's like it's, is it Mr. or Mrs. Sam Cohn? Is it Molly and Mr. Sam Cohn? Mrs. Molly and Mr. Sam Cohn? Or any of those varieties, and it changes back and forth. The children at one point is Shnei Baneha, her two children, or it's Banav, it's Moshe's children, back and forth. And it's interesting to know that as an aside, there is in the Torah no mention of a communication between Moshe and his wife Tzipora and Moshe and his children. The only thing that's going on is Moshe communicating with Yitro. And I think what's the most puzzling is the view on history. Simply describing the occurrences that took place in the past. And I'm talking from Pshuto Shel Mikra, leave alone Rashi quoting the Midrashim and so on and so forth, the different Girsot Mashmua Shmua Ba, and so on and so forth. It begins with Kasher Kol Asher Asa Elokim Le Moshe Uli Yisrael Amo. Nuts, who's the one that counts? What happened in Mitzrayim? What happened at Kriyat Yamsuf? The focus is upon Moshe and his nation, Yisrael Amo. Then later it's, when Moshe speaking is, Asher Asa Hashem LeParo ULeMitzrayim. And as we begin introducing, first of all, Paro comes, floats above, surfaces, and then it's Mitzrayim, and then it's Aladot Yisrael, speaking about the Jewish people, what happened to Paro and Mitzrayim, and how he interacted with Yisrael, and all of their hardships and suffering. And then Yitro responds, asher hitzilo miyad Mitzrayim. Baruch Hashem asher hitzil etchem miyad Mitzrayim miyad Paro. So what's happening here? Describing Yitro, describing Tzipora and the children, describing the events that happened. I think we can't go into all of the Mefarshim, we don't have the time here. But in simplicity, we must surmise from the plethora of these subtle changes that surely Yitro was lost. He was befuddled. He cannot digest exactly what took place. Who were the major players? Who were the minors? But he knew that something great is happening or happened. And how does this impact upon him? And I think one has to know in life how to view history, events in history. If you see things that are peculiar, they should arouse, as they did with Yitro, curiosity and action. Not just that he was sitting in Midian. He says, wow! Something great happened to the Jewish people. Something happened to Moshe, my son-in-law. Something happened to the Egyptians. It's my daughter's husband. It's my grandchildren's father. Something happened. Yitro picks himself up, wife and children, and goes to find out. The curiosity engenders action. And to understand what happened historically, he wants to turn to the greats, to the Moshe Rabbeinu, to see how Moshe Rabbeinu viewed what transpired, who are the actors. Is it Paro part of the story? And who are Yitro? And Yitro, you're my father-in-law, and I'm Moshe, and so on and so on and so forth. And to learn to act accordingly. Let's open us our eyes. Let's see what is happening around us. Let us look in a mirror and see ourselves. Who are you? And find out what you should be looking for in life. And I think that is a major message that the Torah is telling us about Moshe, about Yitro introducing him in the beginning of this parsha. Kol Tov.